My name's Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the Hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Eddie, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
I'm Brett, and I play Spence, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
I'm Jen, and I play Rainy, and she is just a weirdo.
So I believe where we left off is that we were descending into the basement, and it smelled very bad. And
it was dark.
And it was dark. And I think some music started playing.
Some public domain music.
But it was like 50s specifically.
Specifically Rockin' Robin, which is in the public domain.
Which has already been used also, hasn't it?
It has.
It has by their all Rockin' Robin all the time station. Yeah, so y'all go down. It is dark in the basement. What do y'all do?
Does Spence pull out his flashlight so we can see in the darkness?
Oh, I believe the walking order was...
I was about to ask.
Spence, Theo, Rainey, Lucas, question mark? I don't
sure.
know if yeah. Lucas had followed.
Because he almost... Or he did step in the vomit, I think?
Yes.
I made a joke about it, but I don't know if it actually happened.
It did. Who's... Spence is at the bottom?
Well, have we reached the bottom?
Yeah, well, it's a staircase to a basement, not a staircase to hell.
That is not how you made it sound last time, but okay.
It does sound pretty hellish, at least what...
It sounds pretty hellish, but it is not actually hell.
I guess it just depends on how deep the basement is.
I don't know, it's about... How long is this staircase?
I don't know.
Math.
It's regular staircase depth. Anyway, continue.
15 feet down...
So are the lights off down here?
The lights are off, yes.
Okay. Is there enough lights that I can pull my flashlight out of my backpack?
So, no, there's not enough unless your eyes are adjusted to the dark.
Okay, well, I open the backpack and I point the camera down at it and take a quick picture.
Okay. You have used up one picture on the roll of film, and you can briefly see a quick flash of what is in there.
All right. I grab the flashlight.
That was an interesting use of the camera, and I approve.
Thank you.
You now have a flashlight.
Cool. No, okay, no, yeah. I pull this flashlight and I turn it on.
Okay. It looks like a dusty, dank old basement would. There's boxes everywhere. There's tables with stuff just cluttering, cloths covering up certain things. An unmistakable stench of disgusting. Is the best way to describe it. Smells like a hot day on Lucas's farm after that one goat vomited and pooped and then ate the vomit and poop.
He was just coming out both ends. I couldn't stop him.
Vomited the vomit yeah. and poop.
Yeah. See, you get it. You know the day I'm talking about.
Trigger warning, by
and
the way.
It was 104 is degrees.
In Oregon?
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
It smelled bad.
It smelled real bad. Can we turn it
on? But we did determine that it wasn't something that Lucas could identify as animal or vegetable.
That is correct.
Yes. But so clearly it must be mineral.
That, damn it, Jen stole my joke.
I don't see anything weird.
You see what reeks?
Let's venture a little bit into the room. Sweeping the flashlight. Not with a broom, just moving it from side to side.
So I know!
Well, you made a face!
Damn it.
As you look around, you do see a little bit of movement. It looks like a sheet slightly moving towards the back of the room.
Gotta twitch the flashlight at it.
Rainy has her eyes covered with one hand and is gripping Theo's brother's leather jacket from behind. Like, just has a...
Damn, it's not even his to her either.
Yeah. Oh,
it doesn't fit.
Now I'm a little sad.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay.
What was that?
It seems to... The sheet still seems to be moving.
What's going on down there?
Does it look like it's moving in a breeze?
Is there a breeze down here?
Waving around? Is there a what?
A breeze?
It is not a light breeze in a fully enclosed basement.
That was the joke. Good job.
No, it does not look, it does not like it's moving very much. It just looks like it's kind of moving a little towards you and a little away from you. A little towards you and a little away from you.
It's a waffling ghost.
I was going to use the word undulating, but... undulate.
No. No, thank you.
Do we need to run?
Probably just the wind or something.
Okay. I'll go check it out.
Oh my god, Spencer, if you get eaten, I don't know how we're going to explain that to your mom.
It's not going to get eaten. There's nothing down here.
She'll put us in jail.
We'd have to hide his body. We'll just say we don't know where he went. Oh, wait, no, if he gets eaten, that gets rid of the evidence. We'll be okay.
Go for it, Spence.
Yeah.
Spence has a flashlight in one hand, has his shovel in the other hand, ready to rock, because we all know that that's the best melee weapon you can have.
Mm-hmm. As and evidenced by the very popular children's show.
Fan favorite character. Oh, yeah.
It's so, yeah, it was a sensation in the 80s, you guys.
Oh, man.
All right, so Spencer is edging towards the sheet, and he's getting closer, and he's getting closer, and he pokes at it with a shovel.
Moves back and forth, but further than how it was doing before.
So it's like rocking more?
Yeah.
Like a robin.
Oh yeah, is the music still playing this whole time?
Yes, but it's playing upstairs, right?
I think. Yeah. Right, oh yeah, I do remember upstairs. You said it was from like a jukebox or something.
All right, so it just kind of the sheet just sort of moves more.
Yes.
Okay. Spence tries to.
Oh. I was gonna say, could he tell what he a little bit of what he struck with the shovel?
Does it give anything?
Did it just feel like sheet?
No, it feels like there's something Spence hefty like underneath it, but it does. It did move very easily when he did that.
Mm. Spence is going to use a shovel and, like, kind of grab the edge of the sheet and just sort of whip it right off of whatever it's on.
Oh.
Which is,
Mr. Oldman in a rocking chair.
Oh, God, is it?
Yes.
Oh, he wasn't quite prepared for that. He takes a step back. Hello?
What the hell?
Rainy?
What?
What's going on?
Spence takes a step forward and kind of uses the point of the shovel to shove the rocking chair a little.
It keeps a rocking. That's what it's built for.
Does Mr. Oldman look alive?
He looks old.
So hard to tell.
Hard to tell, yes. Mm.
Did you find out what it is?
Maybe. Do you know this guy?
When he says, "Do you know this guy?" she kind of gets a confused look on her face and opens her eyes.
Are you shining the flashlight?
Yeah.
At him? Okay. At his body, his face, his...
Is he facing feet? Us?
His feet. Do you recognize his feet? Have you seen these shoes?
Yeah. Yes. To answer Sarah's question, yes, he is facing y'all.
Oh yeah, you know the head and chest area.
Yeah. There's a black and white TV that clicks on to the in the corner of the room.
Brady jumps.
What?
Some public domain cartoons come on.
Rainy will slip past Theo to slowly approach the old man.
Oh, fine. Lucas can come down the stairs the rest of the way.
So you approach Oldman.
Does that seem to be where the smell is emanating from?
Yes, it does.
Is he okay?
She covers her nose and her mouth.
Is he okay?
That's Mr. Oldman.
Is he dead?
Hey, mister. Spence edges forward a little bit and taps at the chair.
He's still rocking.
Like, is he, like, wiggling his feet at all to keep it rocking, or is it just going on its own?
No, it's just going on its own.
Lucas is going to go over to the TV and check it out.
Right now, the TV is just playing old cartoons.
He's going to fiddle with the knobs.
I don't like this. How could he have just passed away that quickly?
I mean, he looks fucking old as hell.
Old people just do that sometimes, Rainy.
Theo's going to sort of like walk up and he's going to poke Mr. Oldman's head like a bit since like he's sitting down and just kind of like get a poke and just be like, hey, are you dead?
When you poke his head, it seems like there's suddenly a dent in his head and it seems like his skin just kind of collapses.
When you say his skin collapses.
As if, imagine there was some, like, invisible thing holding up his skin, and then everything but his skin on the inside disappeared.
It's like all of his bones and shit turned to dust. And
like all of his bones, all of his organs, all of his tissue, all of his...
So basically, like, something was holding the shape.
Something was holding the shape.
And now it's collapsed into a pile of skin.
Yes.
Like an Egger suit.
Like an Egger suit, yeah.
But just his head, or does it, like, domino effect to everything?
It domino effects to everything.
Well, I'm glad Lucas isn't looking at that.
Rainy screams. Sorry.
I think he's super dead.
Okay, at that point, Lucas will turn away from the TV and be like, oh! What did you do?
What?
It was like that when I got there. I didn't do anything.
Lucas, it's like something sucked out his insides. It was like he was an inflatable person.
Oh, he's like a skin sack now?
Yeah. Really, okay. Pretty much. That and he did have his clothes, too. So it's
so like he molted.
Yes, as exactly that is.
Yes. Yes, like that. Also, you hear the laughter of a clown on the TV.
I look at the TV again.
And it's a vaguely familiar face. It looks like it's a clown. But you've seen him a good 20 years older, 20, 30 years older than how he looks on the TV. And Munchie, the clown, is on TV entertaining... The kids.
No.
Telling them, hey, everybody, this is Munchie. But he doesn't talk like he does now because he's not burnt out and he's not
right,
old.
Right.
He tells the kids to stay tuned for more Munchie the Clown's Cavalcade of Merriment and Magic.
Does everything seem normal about it at the time that I'm looking at it?
Or
is there a guy in the background staring at me?
No, not staring at you, but there is...
Is he dangling from the ceiling?
No.
Is he clapping?
No. What?
Why are all horrifying clapping? Things.
There is a man in the background who's waving as part of the audience. Mostly the audience is kids, though. Munchie tells you we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Fortuitous Punch Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's what Lucas sees on the TV. And y'all are still seeing a dead Egger suit.
I didn't do anything. I just poked him. People don't do that when you poke them.
Something's really wrong with him. I don't...
Gee, you think, Spence?
We need to call the hospital.
I think it's too late. Unless he just left this behind and he's somewhere else.
What do you mean, left behind?
Well, it looks like it's just, like, his outer... Like, the rest of him is... I mean, it's not here. It must be somewhere else.
You can't just take off your skin.
Well, the evidence is right here.
I mean, it looks like he did. Something could have happened to his insides.
What? It looks like he did.
Spencer, like, gestures at Lucas and nods. And then has to steady himself on some furniture because he doesn't feel good.
Lucas changes the channel.
There's another public domain cartoon playing on the next channel.
Okay.
It's of a silly squirrel eating a nut.
Okay, that's better.
It's like a big nut.
That's better.
Silly squirrel, that nut's too big for you.
I love this show.
It's Spencer, I think we need to call your mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get back upstairs. The smell's starting to get to me.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ask? It was like that when we got here. I didn't do shit.
Okay.
Rain races up the stairs.
Yeah.
And Theo follows behind.
Lucas turns the TV off and then follows upstairs.
As you're following upstairs, the TV turns back on.
Lucas stops, turns, and looks back at the TV.
The TV is on. Which is still...
It's still the squirrel nut
show. No, it's back to Munchie and that same guy. It's repeating, and it's that same guy waving in the background.
Lucas slowly walks back over to it and changes the channel again.
It's back to that silly squirrel.
And then he turns it off and, like, backs up towards the stairs, watching the TV the whole time to make sure it doesn't turn back on. And he gets to the stairs.
Okay.
And he starts walking up the stairs.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a fluke. Okay, he's going to turn around and start heading up the stairs.
And then it turns back on.
DeLucas runs the rest of the way. Gets up to the stairs out there with everyone else. He, like,
Lucas,
shuts the door behind
Lucas
him.
Lucas hears the TV say...
He just shut the door.
No, I said
Spencer.
Once he gets up the stairs with everyone else. Because everyone else went ahead of Lucas.
Take that, Spencer.
No.
Spencer hasn't gone up the stairs yet.
Did he go up first?
No.
Or no, it was
no.
Rainy.
Rainy bolted up the stairs.
Okay.
I thought everyone else went upstairs.
So I guess Lucas
runs the rest of the way. I'm like, all right, well, Spencer's going to hobble his way up the stairs now by himself in the dark.
It's not dark. The TV's on.
And he's got a flashlight.
I do have a flashlight.
But also, Lucas isn't going to shut the door if Spencer's still down there.
Also, when Lucas runs, the TV says, "Don't be afraid to come back now, friends."
I sort of am.
the voice says, "Don't be silly, Spence."
Spencer, we got to go.
Guys. As fast as he can, goes the rest of the way up the steps.
One of the steps breaks.
Okay. So, do I roll some kind of body thing to see if I fall?
We'll roll a move.
That is 3 dice for Spence.
Seriously, anyone who doesn't invest in body move, as it turns out, is a sucker.
I guess I'm a sucker.
Well, we didn't know until now.
4 That's a jackpot.
Spencer does fall through. You don't fall all the way through, but one of your feet goes through the board. So the board's like halfway, like only half of the board has fallen.
Okay.
Spence, what's taking you so long?
I'm nearby, I guess, since I was still on the stairs.
Yes.
I'm going to reach down to try to help Spence.
Let's do
pull him up.
Body force.
Okay.
Hang on. Just force him down the rest of the way.
No.
Force him through that hole.
You deal with the clown. I have 1 success to help Spencer up.
Okay, you pull Spencer up. He's a little...
He's a little.
I was going to say dweeb, but yeah, he's a little.
When I ask him, are you okay?
I think so. The step broke, but the TV, it said my name.
What?
Then he's scrambling to get up all the way out of the basement.
Oh, God, stop. Wait, hang on. Let me go. Forced by each other, turn around, and I follow him up the rest of the way.
Oh, I thought y'all turned into lightning bugs for a second.
No, that's a completely different sound effect. So, I guess, are we all out of the basement now? Okay, now Lucas shuts the door behind him. No, the TV, it kept turning itself back on, and... It was switching between Munchie Clown and Slap Happy Squirrel and the Silly Nut.
When we were leaving, it was on the Munchie show, and he said, "Don't be afraid to come back." And I said, "I'm not afraid." And it said, "Don't be silly, Spence."
I mean, you were probably just running up the stairs and, you know, you're all sick and shitty right now. Can't hear anything straight.
You're sick?
Yeah, I think so. But I know what I heard.
I think I saw that guy on the TV.
Munchie?
No, well, I know I saw Munchie. I'm talking about the other guy. From the film.
What guy from the film? The disappearing guy from the film.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw him in the show.
What?
I mean, we just saw that like a couple hours ago, you know? Probably just still thinking about it.
No, it was one adult and with a bunch of children around him. It was just one guy. And he was looking at the camera and he was waving. Like he was in the show, or in the film.
Rainey looks petrified.
I think he's following us.
From a show in the 60s?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay. He was like a new wave children's entertainer. Yeah, so I think we need to be careful around TVs.
Be careful how?
I don't know. They're almost everywhere.
Commentary.
I guess.
Where's the phone? We gotta call Spence's mom so they can find out what's wrong with this guy.
I mean, what's she gonna do? She's at home. Why don't we just go back to the station?
Is there a phone behind the counter?
Yes, there is.
Look, I've used a phone in almost every one of our episodes so far, so I've got plenty.
So you're the expert.
It's a rotary phone.
No, sorry, like a phone sound effect.
Oh, okay.
Mostly it's Spencer calling people on the phone.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I don't remember you calling all these people, but whatever.
Yeah. Rainey takes the phone and holds it out to Spence.
Spence takes it, kind of looks at it, and, okay, let's see. Taps the thing a couple times.
Operator, how can I assist you today?
Can you connect me to this number? And Spence would rattle off his home phone number.
One moment, please.
Your mom picks up and she says,
"Hello?"
Hey, Mom.
Spence, I thought you were out with your friends.
I am, but we found something weird and we think you should come take a look.
Spence, is this another one of your things like in the forest last night?
No, we came across this old guy and we think he might be in trouble.
Where are you, Spence?
We're at the antique store.
Okay, I'll come down there right away. You just stay where you are, as long as it's safe. Are you safe?
I think so.
You have fresh underwear?
Mom!
Okay, I'll be there.
She hangs up, and then you hear clown music. Carnival music?
At some point, Theo's gonna go over to the jukebox and, like, try and turn it off, and he's just like, shut up! And he's like,
Is he pushing buttons to try and turn it off?
He may whack it performatively a couple of times, but he's gonna...
Give it the elbow, do a reverse Fonzie.
And he's gonna, you know, like, press the buttons aggressively.
So you manage to make it, flip between some things, but doesn't seem to, stop playing. It does, start playing, circus music, though.
See, he's gonna go behind me, he's gonna look for, like, the plug, mm-hmm. and see if he can, like, unplug it.
You unplug it. And the music goes, boom.
But it's coming from the phone?
But now it's coming from the phone exclusively.
Spence holds it away from himself.
Do you hang up or do you just, like, point it away?
Nope. I need someone else to hear this also.
Does anyone
hear?
Who are you
pointing it at?
I'm just... Whoever's nearby, I'm kind of holding it out towards them.
Yeah, Rainey's
looks
nearby.
Like it's raining.
She slaps the earpiece out of Spence's hand.
He lets it fall.
All right. You just hear the same lines from earlier that you heard Munchie telling you that you'll be right back with after these messages.
Is it coming through the phone?
Uh-huh.
This place is weird.
Spence is gonna carefully pick up the phone and just carefully hang it up and place it back on the counter.
You guys want to wait outside so we don't have to stay in this creepy fucking store?
Yeah, let's wait outside. I don't like it.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, if we leave and wait outside, when we come back in, everything's going to be normal again.
What?
That's how it is in every movie.
I don't know if you noticed, Spence, but we're not in a fucking movie.
You hear a chainsaw coming from the basement.
Are like, you really?
Yes.
I move, I throw something in front of the base. I find the nearest heavy piece of furniture and push it in the way. I do that. That's a thing I do. I go over to a shift robe and just.
I'm gonna need you to body force that.
Fuck yeah, I'll body force the shift robe in front of the door.
Body force sounds like a team of muscle builders.
Ew, body force.
Okay. I only get one success.
You manage to bust that shift robe all the way to the door and block the door.
Yeah, grab something to hit the skin shell with. That's what Lucas assumes is coming up the stairs.
What else would it be?
Yeah. Lucas is going to grab something vaguely bat-shaped.
No baseball bats in here.
Golf club.
There Badminton. Are...
Tennis racket.
Antique saber. Can I have an antique saber?
Ooh.
Old umbrella. With the Enigma. It's the sports team. Their basketball team. The Enigma. Question hoops.
Question hoops?
It didn't last very long.
Question hoops.
I thought it was going to be their Greek letter-based team, the Enigma Sigmas.
That is...
that's good, though.
Yeah.
Good job, for
I'm
once.
Mad.
You managed to find... You know what, Matt? Roll a d6.
Okay, you have 6 items that I'm going to get?
I do.
I doubt that.
I
rolled 2, so good thing for you.
It was either going to be the first 2, the middle 2, or the last 2.
Jeez. So you find an antique walking cane with the head in the shape of a question mark.
Okay.
Which was from years ago when the town was first founded.
Okay.
And I think Spencer was looking for something.
Did I find my saber?
You did not find an antique saber, no. You did find a set of antique golf clubs, though.
Good enough.
All wood.
All wood.
That's right.
Can I find something?
You can. You find an ironing board because the store is sexist.
I can't wield that very well. Yeah. No, I mean, it's possible.
What you do is you grab the feet and the legs and you just go.
you find a fireplace poker.
Oh, that's better.
I guess Theo will grab something too. Worst case scenario, he could just take some of the golf clubs.
We're going to go with the tall lamp.
A tall lamp? Perfect.
So
everyone's got their vaguely weapon-defined things. It seems as if it was a lamp.
So y'all are all armed. What do you do?
I got my cane and I'm holding it like a spear, and I'm waiting for Skin Boy to come up the stairs.
Y'all are waiting at the top of the stairs, or y'all go outside?
Yeah, I think we're a little farther away from the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. Because we closed the door and put the thing in front of it.
The shiver robe.
The shiver robe. Yeah.
Shiver robe.
Are you sure you guys don't want to wait outside?
I kind of do.
Okay, let's go.
Rainy races outside.
Still holding a fireplace poker?
Yes.
The cuckoo clock starts going crazy and the lights flicker on and off as the circus music keeps playing.
Yeah, Theo will sort of start out that when that happens. Just be like, what the fuck?
Can I get outside?
Yes!
Lucas is going to last.
Good. I just want that option.
No, she's out. She's outside.
Yeah, Theo is just kind of like packing up and once again we're just repeating what the fuck about music. And then so, and I think he'll like throw down the lamp before he goes outside.
Not stealing his.
I like to think he struggles like he like accidentally like.
Like a dog with a giant stick.
He can't get through the door a couple times and just gets annoyed and throws it.
Throws it in or out?
In.
Okay.
Theo, you're a treasure.
Several. Several items smash as it's thrown in and hits these items. Do you take your golf clubs out?
Spence is edging toward the door, just kind of eyeing Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas is like laser focused on that door as he's like backing away from it. Is Spencer leaving?
He's at the door. Is Lucas backing away?
Yeah,
he's...
Lucas is backing away towards the door.
Okay, Spence is waiting until Lucas gets kind of close, and then he'll dip out the door and hold it open for Lucas.
Lucas isn't gonna steal. He's gonna throw drop it at the inside at the entrance. Thank you.